Rasulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem has commanded, la taqudan bel şeyin inni fa'ilun talika adan illa en yeşâ'Allah. If you want to do something, then say inshallah by the mashiyat of Allah. Even if you started and you've forgotten to say inshallah, now that you remember, say inshallah. Indeed, there's a lot of emphasis on having this consciousness, this awareness, that it is the will of Allah. Sometimes you get occupied or something, and we don't say the word inshallah. Allah emphasizes, not at all. لَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. You see about of Sulaiman alayhi salam with 90 some odd wives. And he said, I'll visit all of them in a single night, and all those children will participate in jihad. And he forgot to say inshallah. So it was just one miscarriage child was born. So the importance of adding to it, inshallah, will of Allah. Man can't be overconfident of himself. Though you've got the means, you sought to do things, but have the understanding that whatever you're planning and embarking upon can be possible if Allah Ta'ala wills. A person is off to the marketplace, in India, in the eastern countries, they have a mandi, a bazaar or an auction. So different days of the month, they have for auction. Like one day they have an auction selling goats. So people will get goats from all sides. They'll carry it to the mandi. The auctioneer will auction. So one person is coming up to the market, to the auction place. So what are you going to buy? I'm going to buy a horse. His friend reminds him, say inshallah. What's the need to say inshallah? When I got the money, I'm sure I'm going to do it. So I'm going to say inshallah. Now, towards the evening, he's coming back. So his friend asked him, how's the day, what he did. So I went according to the auction, inshallah. I saw the horse, inshallah. And I bid it for it, inshallah. And I won the bid, inshallah. And then I looked at the money, my pocket, inshallah. And inshallah, it was stolen. So before, he was not prepared to say inshallah anywhere. Now, every year you say inshallah. It was enough to say one time, now 10 times say inshallah. To become overcome, I'll do it, I, me. Allah doesn't help it. even at the time of jihad. Allah doesn't like that. That's why the hadith says, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Don't look forward for an encounter. Young people like, hey, I'll fix you up. Let me go. I'll do it. He says, don't do that. Because of two reasons. One is, you may have the courage of it, but at the moment of the time of that counting, you don't know what happens to you. You may just lose it at that time. One person was here. Now he's got a little bit old. But when he was young, some 10, 12, 13 years ago, he says, in town there is a thing like a free fighting. And how they do it. You can fight as you want. Once a year or twice a year they have it. So he's very muscular, doing weights and all that. So he volunteered to go. He says, on the opposite end was a black man. He is half white. Half Indian, maybe half white. So he's very muscular. Now it's a free boxing, whatever. And he went full. But that black man is too like this thing. With his hands or whatever, or with his head. And when he went full in rage, suddenly the black man just put his head up. So his mouth smashed my head. No, my teeth. My head, his stomach's full, he just put his head there. So my mouth smashed his head. Then I don't know what happened. I fell unconscious. I lost about 10 teeth, my eyes. Then I see all this is all implants. So at the encounter, what happens, you know? So that this is too long for that. You don't know what happens. So then I learned how to fight, and free fighting, street fighting. Then I went to learn. But up to that point, I thought I was very strong. Because I was doing weights, and I could carry 200 kilos of it. I didn't realize the thing. The second reason why the hadith stops this is that a Muslim wins because of his trust in Allah. When you turn the trust from Allah to yourself, you lost out. As long as you think that Allah Ta'ala, you make it happen. And I'm weak, I can't make it happen, he'll make it happen. Then you get the support of Allah Ta'ala. Once you begin to think that I'm doing it, then you've lost that. How do you do? So therefore the hadith says, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو وصلوا الله الثبات. What you're supposed to be doing is to ask Allah Ta'ala for firmness. Stability, firmness. Just ask for these things. So when you're going to be asking, your mind will be on Allah Ta'ala. Your heart will be there. Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu says that around the third year, perhaps of the Hijrat, he was sent for jihad. So he's observing that they can't just break through. Normally, very easily they break through the enemy line. Now, they can't break through. Trying, struggling. But they can't just go through the enemy line. So then Khalid is known as the sword of Allah. That's why towards the end of his life, he fell ill and was passing away. He says, the people around, and I participated in all these campaigns. Right? In every campaign, I was searching for death. But now if you die, here, like an S on bed. So the founder of Dawud Yuban, Muhammad Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullah, used to say, Khamakha, wo to maut ko talab kar rahe the jihad mein. He is asking for death in jihad. It was not rightful to do it. I could have done it. Because he is the sword of Allah Ta'ala. And who can bring the sword of Allah Ta'ala? So he used to say, Khalid used to say, and then didn't win, it was delayed. He says, this delay has come because of my sins. He says, when we encountered the enemy, it came off my tongue. These people, it's a small fry, man. What day? We finished the people there in Yarmouk. Yarmouk, the Sahaba, about 30,000. And the enemy was 300,000. And we just moved them around clean. Only about 10 Sahaba were martyred. And he moved them down. We took about 100,000 as prisoners. So who are these people there? It's more of a witness. It's just a matter of encounter, we show them. Now it was a small army, we couldn't just break through the ranks. I realized it was my my weakness because of what I said. And he says, Wal Balaw Muwakkalun Bil Wadzi. Calamities are generally because of the misgivings of the tongue. The tongue can be subservient. No. So you understand, in your struggle for deen, a great thing is your taqwa. People think it's a training. We say we don't dispute that you must train. But more important is the taqwa. You go and examine any big campaign, right? The Muslims did, and the victory came because of the stability and the taqwa. If the Amir is dispatching a Jamaat, so as he is dispatching the Jamaat, he is alaykum bi taqwa Allah. Just hold firm to taqwa. And then they say, if besides the taqwa, you're fighting against the kuffar, it can't work. Because they got the numbers, and they got advanced equipment. You can only be successful if you got taqwa. You don't have numbers, and you don't have equipment. So you want Allah Ta'ala to be on your side. How are you going to do it? Musa al-Islam, has to fight the Amalika, right? These people understood that Allah Ta'ala is always on the side of Musa alayhi salam. And therefore he's winning. So they referred to some old person as to what to do. The old man told him, say, you can't win. He's a man of Allah Ta'ala, you're fighting him, you're fighting Allah Ta'ala. You can't win. But I can show you a way how you can delay the process. What you must do is your wealth and your woman is lying it up. Let them be scantily dressed, very attractive, and let them not restrain themselves. See, they are going past those enemies, those Muslim Mujahids. They mustn't restrain. Slightest indication. Musa Islam is warning them back to the witness of chalk. One person fell here. When he fell, now, Musa Islam is always winning, always winning. When he fell in this thing here, then an epidemic broke out. 70,000 of his men he lost. So, two things. You see, epidemics, generally, they are connected to illicit, immodest behavior. Yes. That's the first lesson. And the second lesson you learn is not so much about the training, it's how grounded you are in taqwa. Not just yourself, but the entire army, you need to be grounded in taqwa. Now the taqwa is regarded as an additional thing. Nobody is bothered about learning taqwa, committing himself to taqwa, nobody thinks. Because now the eyes only want to believe what it sees. It doesn't want to believe in the unseen. So we don't have that level of belief in the unseen. How is this going to work out? A Muslim was such that his belief in the unseen was greater than his belief in the seen. When Dawud al-Islam had to march against Jalut, in English they say Goliath, right? So they were tried first. The Nabi told them, Inna Allah mubtaliikum binahar. You'll be parched with thirst and you'll be passing a stream. مَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمُوا فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. Who doesn't drink of the stream, then he is with me. But you drink, you're gone. So, as the Rabbi had predicted, they came across the stream. They couldn't resist. فَشَرِيبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِنْهُ. There is all the armies there. See, believe in what the eyes see. So they lost the strength. لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمِ. They said, we don't have the strength. Now they're going out in jihad and they're looking forward. But they failed to carry out the word of the Nabi. What happened? They lost the heart. So how important it is, the sunnah, taqwa, how important it is. Nobody's worried about it. Big talks. We'll do this, we'll do that. and nothing is happening. The reason is that they don't think that to learn taqwa is important. More than your training and everything else, learn the sabak of taqwa. And the whole army is going to be learning that, then see, then wonders will happen. Trust Allah Ta'ala, that firm trust, commit yourself to the sunnah. So, the minority of that army, they stuck onto the teaching of the Nabi. They didn't drink. And they reminded the rest, kam min fiyatin qaliyatin ghalabat fiyatan kathiratan bi'idhnillah. Many a time, a small army, it marches over a big army. Allahumma as-sabirin. And Allah is helping those people that restrain. They mean steadfast, they restrain. Restrain what? All wrong. So you restrain, you remain steadfast, then you get the help of Allah Ta'ala. At the time of the encounter, Dawud Alayhi was still young and hardly any weapon. So he picked up a couple of pebbles. And Goliath is watching him. He said, you think I'm a dog? You're going to throw stones and run away. You're worse than a dog. Now, the trust in Allah Ta'ala, he learned and perfected the lesson in taqwa. Then one stone was enough to smash him down. See that divine hurt. We don't think about it. We have everything else, but the help of Allah Ta'ala, how it comes, how much access the help of Allah Ta'ala, nobody thinks about it. Then the whole help is then delayed. You don't get the help like you wanted. وَقَتَلَ دَعُودُ جَعْلُوتَ. They defeated them. Allah Ta'ala granted him the whole kingdom, whole. So, if Allah Ta'ala wants, He can give it to you now. So we must ask ourselves that the Sahaba Ikram, they fought, and most of the time they won. They were just gaining territory after territory, territory after territory. Now, here in this age, we're losing territory after territory. They were just gaining. أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ لَنْقُصُّهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. Don't they see that we are decreasing the land that is in their control? The land is coming into the hands of أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ لَنْقُصُّهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. Don't they see? Land in their control is just getting lost to the Muslims. And now we are losing them. So why? Why it happened for them? Why it happened for us? They are right at the time of encounter, they are worried about Allah Ta'ala. Is this right or not right? It is popular for Ali Raji Rao. See that consciousness, that he's flawed the kafir. It is just a matter of finishing him. He's flawless, he's helpless, he's flawed down. It's a matter of slitting his throat, that's all. And that kafir splits on his face. So Ali Raji Rao leaves him. They ask him, but that was a time to finish him up, and he was finished now. No. When he spat on my face, then I got enraged. And I realized, if I'm going to fight now, I'm going to fight for myself. not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and Islam. So what's the point then? I haven't achieved anything. What have I achieved? That's why Salahuddin Ayyubi, we talk so much about it. But strange, we don't read the history. His history goes as such. That it's already 27, 28, and he's not making nikah. 30, more than 30, but not making nikah. So families and friends are telling him, why don't you make nikah? He's just delaying. Someone now elder in the family, he said, you must get married now. No, you're over 30 now, you must get married. So now I'm waiting for something. So what are you waiting for? I'm waiting for a woman that will bear me a child, will bear me a child that will conquer Bayt al-Muqaddas. A woman that will bear me a child that will conquer Bayt al-Muqaddas, and she will hold my hand and lead me to Jannah. See now, again, the whole consciousness is about taqwa. She must lead me to Jannah. In other words, teach me taqwa that I go to Jannah. On that side, there was a woman. She was also not getting married. They asked her, I'm waiting for a man that will be the father of the conqueror of Bayt al-Muqaddas and can hold me by my hand and lead me to Jannah. So they were prayed. And the child that was born there was Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahmatullahi. You see, on the intention, right till it materialized. From the intention, right till the end. Intention was right. The taqwa was there. They worked towards it, as they call it. Yeah. So now nobody is thinking of doing that. We learned a little bit, learned half-heartedly. Yeah. But what is taqwa? See, right at the time you call the enemy, and you're seeing it's not conforming with the lines of taqwa, and to spare the person, who can do that? It's only the person who's perfected the lesson of taqwa. But he hasn't learned taqwa, can he do it? Then you can make 101 excuses. This person is kafir. I must fix him up. What he thinks about Islam? Doesn't know, it's his personal rage, anger. So, before Akabir say, even today, is the Muslim learn taqwa? Right? And number two is, they've got unity amongst themselves. Then they can march over any situation. If they're united and they learn taqwa, then any situation they can march over. So unfortunately the Ummah doesn't think that this taqwa, lesson of taqwa is important. They must just be just get a spirit, you know, spirit must come. Run. Nobody saying don't do this thing here, but learn taqwa. There's a sequence that you have to follow. To get to the end, there's a sequence for Allah Ta'ala. Follow the sequence and you'll go there, and you'll go there right. It may take some time, but you will get there. But follow the whole procedure. Learn the taqwa, learn very strong. Now look at 30,000 and they're taking on 300,000. How they manage it? You know, it's so mind-boggling. Let's say 300,000 a year. Khalid is sent on one expedition, only 60. And that side is 100,000. Like as though they don't have to take out the weapons, just run over them and they'll kill them. Right? But now you see the taqwa, the trusting Allah, that was the thing that they lived on. They strengthened them. It took them years. They strengthened themselves, and then they went, and see what Allah started.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أغننا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية. يا إله العالمين forgive our sins يا الله والله ميكا ومغفرة إله العالمين والله forgive all our sins يا الله والله hate to do we are soaking in guna and sins يا الله والله have mercy on us and forgive us إله العالمين. Ya Allah, please forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive our families, forgive our parents, forgive our friends and relatives. Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Ilah al-Alameen, teach us this lesson of taqwa, Ya Allah. Allah, entrench it into our hearts, Ya Allah. Let it be that every moment of our lives, Ya Allah, we're spending it with taqwa, Ya Allah. Allah, we don't displease you in any way, Ilah al-Alameen. Allah, bless us with ikhlas and sincerity in everything that we do. Allah, save us from riya, boasting, bragging, showing off, Ya Allah. Allah, make us sincere servants of yours, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you for Jannatul Firdos. Ya Alameen, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with death on Iman. Allah, save us from punishment in the grave, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to shower your grace and your mercy and your rahmat upon us, Ya Allah. Allah, we have nothing to present to you, Ya Allah. Allah, we are empty. Our bowls are empty, Ya Allah. Allah, the ulama have the ilm and the students with them to present to you, Ya Allah. The pious have the piety and the taqwa. The wealthy have the sadaqah and the khairat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on us for your grace and shower your mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, there are many, many people who are ill and sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Grant him shifa'i kamila, ajila, da'ima, mustamirra. People in difficulty and hardship, remove the difficulties and hardship, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg, Ya Allah, open up the Harameen Sharifin once again, Ya Allah. Allah, open up the Hajj for us, Ya Allah. Open up Umrah for us, Ya Allah. Open up Ziyarat for us, Ya Allah. Allah, the Harameen Sharifin is closed on the Ummah, Ya Allah. Allah, we acknowledge this is because of our sins and our wrongs, Ya Allah. Allah, have mercy on us, forgive us, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.